All right, so we are holding over here on Daf. Let's see. Samach. Ches Amud Aleph. Zog the Gemara. My Taima. Tana Klal Godol. What's the pshat in the word Klal Godol? A great rule. If it's because it wants to say there's another rule coming up, and anytime you have two rules in the perek, and in the second rule there's not as many nekudas as in the first rule, because in the second rule, good morning, Rabbi David. In the second rule, it says two, and here it says three or four rules. So anytime you have that, and in fact, in Shvius, it says a similar thing. Good morning, Rabbi Michael. We're holding Chetzamach Hasman Aleph Agabay Shvius as well. Now, Mishum De Bekaboy Lemisni Oid Klal Acher. Since it wants to say Oid Klal Acher, in Shvius, it says, Now, Mishum De Bekaboy Lemisni Tane Klal Godol. Says the Gemara, Vahagabay Meiser, by Meiser, it says two rules, Tane Klal Acher. It says another rule, a second rule. Veloy Tane Klal Godol, and the first rule doesn't say Klal Godol. So obviously, just because there's a second rule in the Perek, doesn't mean that the first one, which has more nekudas, is automatically given the name Klal Gadol. So the Gemara answers, Amar Yosef, Oven Shabbos b'Shvi'is di'iz be'ovez v'toldos tani gadol. Ma'is di'les be'ovez v'toldos le tani Klal Gadol. Says the Gemara, it depends on if it has ovez and toldos. If it has ovez and toldos, then it's called Klal Gadol. And if not, not. Says the Gemara, but actually, there's a machlekes in Ma'iser, whether or not we say Klal Gadol or not. And if in or so, if you tell me that the machlekas is whether or not they have ovus and toldus, Lubaka Paras says the Gemara the Tony Klal Godol b'Meiser, my ovus, my toldus. He goes, so Bishlam, if you tell me that he also has ovus and toldus, then your rule makes sense. But since he doesn't have ovus and toldus by Meiser, obviously it's not dependent on that. Obviously, in order to say Klal Godol, you don't need Meiser, you don't need ovus and toldus. Elolav says the Gemara, Hainu Taima, Gadol Einche Shel Shabbos Yisum Mishel Shvius. Rather, Gadol means because it is greater than something else. So Shabbos is greater than Shvius. The Ilu Shabbos Yisum Bein Betolish Bein Mechobr. Shabbos is applicable whether it's by attached or detached stuff. Even if it's detached, you still can't grind and you still can't winnow and you still can't do all these things. The Ilu Shvius Betolish Leisa, it doesn't exist by Tolish and by Mechobr Yisum. It only exists by attached stuff. The Gadol Einche Shel Shvius, and Shvius is greater than Meiser. Because Gadol Einche Shel Shvius, Yosef Mishel Meiser, Yosef Mina Meiser. The Ilu Shvius Isa Bein B'Meichel Adam Bein B'Meichel Behema. Shvius exists whether it's by animal food or people food. The Ilu Meiser is specifically by Meichel Adam. But by Meiser Behema, you don't have the restrictions of Shvius. Isa B'Meichel Behema Leisa. So that's the reason why it says Klal Gadol, because it's greater than something else. Okay, well if that's the rule, so then why does Bar Kapara say Klal Gadol by Meiser? What is Meiser greater than? Says the Gemara, the Bar Kapara, the Tani Klal Gadol by Meiser. Yes, Gadol Einche Shel Meiser, Yosef Mishel Peya. Meiser is greater than Peya. The Ilu Meiser Isa B'Te'ena V'Yerek. Meiser exists by Te'ena, by figs, and by Yerek, and by grape, and by vegetables. The Ilu Peya Lesa B'Te'ena V'Yerek. You do not have to give Peya from figs or from Yerukos. The Tanan, as the Gemara shows the two halachas, Klal Gadol Amar Bepeya, Klal Gadol they said, sorry, Klal Amar Bepeya, Kol Shehu Oichel, anything that is edible, V'Nishmar, that is a food, V'Nishmar, and it is could be stored, V'Gidula Min Ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground, V'Likutase Ka'achas, and it is harvested as one, U'Machnisa L'Kiyim, and is brought in to store, the Gemara will explain this, Chaye Bepeya. So Oichel, Oichel means it's a food. This is to exclude plants that are there for dying and other reasons people grow plants. V'nishmar, it's got to be guarded. What does guarded mean? I said before, Kiyama, that was on the last one. V'nishmar, guarded means lemiute hefker. It's got to be yours. Like to the exclusion of hefker. If you find hefker stuff, you do not have to give ma'aser from it. The gidula mina aretz, it's got to grow from the ground. Let me utay kamein or pitrios to exclude mushrooms and truffles, which grow from the air and the humidity and the substances in the air. V'likitasa ka'achas. Speaking of Lag BaOmer, yes. So we all know the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that the tree grew. You know, he was in the cave and he didn't have anything to eat, so the tree grew and kept him alive. So the question is, how is he able to live? How is he able to eat from that tree for the first 3 years? It was Arla. Can't eat from the... It was right away. So some say that... who said it grew from the nutrients in the ground? Maybe it grew like a mushroom, like from the nutrients in the air. In which case, it's like this, what we're saying right now, Kimein and Pitrus. It doesn't have any shilas of Meiser or Peya or Arla. V'likitasai ka'achas, and it is, it's one of the questions that they ask people on, you know, Lag Ba'Omer. It's a good old Lag Ba'Omer question. V'likitasai ka'achas, and it is harvested as one, le'me'ute te'ena. To exclude figs, which are not harvested as one. When you see a ripe fig, you pluck it. But it's not like the whole field gets cut at once, like wheat is. Umachnisa lekiyim, it's kept, it's stored. Lemiute yarek, to exclude vegetables, which cannot be stored. Wheat can be stored, but vegetables cannot. Ve'ilgabe ma'isa tenan, and by ma'isa it says, klal omer b'ma'isa kalshu oichol v'nishma v'gudul min ha'aretz, chai b'ma'isa. And it leaves out these last two, ve'ilu l'kitasa ke'achas, this, that it has to be harvested as one, which excluded figs, and machlisa l'kiyim, and it's got to be able to be stored, which excluded vegetables, loitnan. So therefore, it's applicable to more cases, and that's why by kapara held the right to say klal gadol. But in ekonomic, klal gadol is given to an item, sort of like our Mishnah or Shavias, where it is clearly greater than another miktsoya, another parsha entire. The Gemara says, Nusagya, Rav Ushmus. Again, we had a Mishnah yesterday which said three categories. You forgot totally about Shabbos. You went to Sunday school or whatever, maybe you didn't, that's going to be the discussion coming up. But you forgot about Shabbos, and you did many melachos and many Shabbosos, you only chayev once. You remembered Shabbos, you just forgot that today is Shabbos. Then you're chayev per Shabbos. And if you know Shabbos, you just many melachos, then you're chayev per melacha. So, says Rav and Shmuel, Amr Tavayu, Masnisin Batinik Shenishba Lebein Anachram, V'gershin Izgai Lebein Anachram. Our Mishnah, the first case in our Mishnah, refers to a guy who never ever heard of Shabbos. Never ever. And even he, in other words, he was brought up as a goy. Either he was a tinik shenishba, he was a baby, he was brought up as a goy. And at 45 years old, he takes a DNA test, and lo and behold, he was taken by the Nazis and whatever. You know, they have 100 stories like that. So here we have a guy who's never heard of Shabbos in his life. So he says, Rav and Shmuel, you have to bring, he is the definition of the first category in the Mishnah. A guy who never heard of Shabbos. Now, you wouldn't have said that if you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like he knew Shabbos, he just forgot it. He went to Sunday school, and he did this, and he just forgot it. But, says Rav Shmuel, no, our Mishnah refers to a guy who never ever heard of Shabbos. Aval hikir l'b'sayv shachach, but, says Rav Shmuel, if they did hear about it, and they just forgot it, then he's chayav akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Then he's taka chayav on every single individual Shabbos. We say that it's a mistake for each Shabbos. Once you forget Shabbos, once you knew Shabbos, you went to Sunday school, and you heard about these things, nevertheless, you're going to be chayav each time. So the Gemara is eventually going to be chozer from this, and the Gemara is going to say, no, both of them are in the first category. But for now, the Gemara goes along with that understanding. So Tanan says the Gemara, let's look at our Mishnah. Hashechech Iker Shabbos, the first case of the Mishnah, you forget the main halachas of Shabbos. Lav mechlal, can we not infer from there, that you knew about it? Doesn't it sound like that you forgot the main part of Shabbos? The Gemara says, loy. My color shechech ikra Shabbos. No, what does it mean? It was forgotten from him, the ikra of Shabbos. He never knew it. That's what it means.
Is it this guy who's tinuk shenishba who never knew Shabbos is chayav for one chatas?
Yeah, or for Shabbos.
Is he chayav once for every time he? A treif?
Yes. Well, you're not really, depending on what type of treif, you're only chayav for chaylev, but you'll be chayav one chaylev, one dam. There's only 36 karises.
You're chayav for anything. You had no.
So that's mamish the discussion of our Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring down 2 days. We're starting with Rav and Shmuel, that hold that you are chayav one paraver no matter what. The next opinion is going to be Rabbi Yechon, which is going to hold like you, which is that there's no, that since you never knew about it, you're not held responsible for it. But as of now, the Gemara holds that since Lamais, at the end of the day, an Avera was done, even though you never knew anything about it, or let's say a Ger becomes a Ger, but they never told him about Shabbos. So, same idea. So, he's going to be considered Chayef for one. There's only 36 Karises, so there's only 36 Chatos that you could possibly bring, and most of them are things that he probably would not have done. Like being mefat in the Shemana Mishkan, like going to the base, you know, those type of things. karbanos and pigol and whatever. But and a lot of sexual crimes that are, you know, he probably wouldn't do also if he's semi-normal. So then there is a, but the ones that are, yeah, in the Haram, there's Shabbos and there's, yeah, and I'm sure there's Nida, there's the Shabbos, there's Nida, there's the stuff that he certainly did. Okay. So the Gemara says, let's look at the next line of the Mishnah. So you're telling me, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah basically skipped out the case of a guy who went to Sunday school and forgot it. Because you're telling me that the first case of the Mishnah is a guy who was a ger, and the second case, it skips out the second case. So you're going to tell me that the second case belongs in the second category, where he's chayav for every single Shabbos. That is going to be changed even in Rav and Shmuel. So Michael, this is the Gemara says, what happens if you knew about Shabbos but you forgot about it? If that's true, so this is the part that's going to change in Rav Shmuel. No, that's also only chayav once. But as of now, we think that you're chayav for every Shabbos. So in that case, in case two of the Mishnah, Adatania Yodea Ikur Shabbos, instead of saying you know the main parts of Shabbos, Va'asa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe, and you did many Malachas on many Shabbosans, so the din is your chayav called Shabbos Shabbos. Listen, Hikur L'Pasayv Shochach. Why don't we say this case then? Let this case be the second case of the Mishnah. The Kol Shekein Ha, and certainly this case where you know that it's Shabbos, where you know about Shabbos even now, you just forget Shabbos by Shabbos. Says the Gemara, guess what? That is the case. The second category that's listed in our Mishnah is Taka, a Sunday school guy. He went to Sunday school when he was a kid. And they taught him things about, you know, interesting how Shimshon split the Yamsuf. And, you know, they had a whole bunch of interesting laws and things that they taught him. But they taught him somewhat about Shabbos. And he learned about Shabbos, and now he forgot it. So, they, so listening, says the Gemara, if that's case number two, listen, says the Gemara, second to last line. My hayodeya ikur Shabbos. What does the case number two mean? Misha hayodeya ikur Shabbos v'shalcha. And Echanami says the Gemara. That's what he forgot. He forgot what Shabbos was about. He did go to Sunday school, but he forgot it. Says the Gemara, have a loy shikha. But if he didn't forget the concept of Shabbos, then now what? My, you're going to tell me is chayav al kol malacha umalacha. So you just keep bouncing down the kasha. So adatani hayod. So you're telling me there's only three cases listed in the Mishnah, and we know of four cases: a guy who was a tinik shenishba, a guy who went to Sunday school, a guy who forgot Shabbos, and a guy who knows Shabbos, but he forgot the malachas. There are four cases, and there are only three categories listed in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, which one is left out? At first, we thought Tinik Shinishba was left out. So that's the Gemara, no, that was the first case in the Mishnah. If that was the first case, so what's Sunday school? Sunday school is the second case. Sunday school is the second case, so what's a guy who forgets Shabbos? The third case. The third case. So in that case, says the Gemara, you're talking going to be, if it's the third category, then you're going to be chayev. On my chayav akom malacha malacha adatani hayodeya shehu Shabbos va'asam malachas harbe b'Shabbos as harbe chayav akom malacha malacha listening hayodeya ikush Shabbos. So why don't we speak this as the third category? V'kol shekein ha. So the Gemara rewinds everything. Ella masnisin kishehikar l'besoiv shochach. Our Mishnah indeed, the first case of the Mishnah is the Sunday school guy. The second, like we learned it. Everything is like we learned it. U'deravu Shmuel nami kishehikar l'besoiv shochach tami. And Rav and Shmuel, they agree that if you went to Sunday school, it's the same din as a gerish and his guy. I've never, but that's exactly what Rav and Shmuel are saying. V'hachi itma Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, afilu tinik shenishba b'nei nachrim, v'gerish and his guy b'nei nachrim, kehekel b'sev shochach dami. He is like a case of a person who knew something and forgot it. So there are four categories, but there are four different cases with three categories. Category number one is both a person who is a gerish and his guy, or a tinik shenishba, he never ever heard of Shabbos. The same way we never heard of some of the holidays that they have in, you know, Rwanda. This guy never heard of Shabbos. And that's included in that category is a guy who went to Sunday school and forgot everything. Yeah, no recollection. He's like, yeah, my mom used to do something funny, candles maybe, or was it a tree? I don't remember. So this guy, he totally forgot everything. Then he's considered both of those are in the same category. So the first case, the first two cases are in the same category. Then you have a guy who knows that it's Shabbos, who knows what Shabbos is, he just forgot today is Shabbos. He drives up to shul, he's putting on tefillin, and he's wondering why nobody else is, you know, put no. Well, then he hears about it on Shabbos, but he forgets that it's Shabbos. Yeah, that would be a case. You know, he makes a coffee. He does 15 malachas before he gets to shul, and he's putting on tefillin. And somebody comes over to him and says, "Psst, you know, I got to tell you something." So, you know, you could just imagine that. So, in that case, you just hope his car. You know, so in that case, you are. That's category number two. And category number three is the guy who remembers that Shabbos, he just forgets that this is Usher, and he forgets that that's Usher. So then he has to pay for the cake, for the coffee, and he has to pay for the driving, and he has to pay for this and that. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they argued, the only person who's chayav achatas is if you knew about it and you forgot about it. Aval, atinik shenishba l'bein anachrum, where he never made a mistake. That's like Dr. Aronson was saying before, he's Potter. Meisvei. Questions the Gemara. Kval gadol amar b'shabbos. Kol ha-shechech ikar shabbos v'asam alachas harbe b'shabbos as harbe eini chayev alachas. Now the Braisa goes as and delineates what's an example of the first category. And it's exactly like Rav and Shmuel. So this is going to be a question to Rabbi Yechonon. Ketzad. Tinek shenishba l'bein anachrum v'ger shenizkar b'in anachrum v'asam alachas harbe b'shabbos as harbe eini chayev alachas achas. And now it speaks out. V'chayev al adam achas. If he drank blood throughout his life, he's only chayev once. And he's chayev on chayev achas v'chayev achas v'chayev achas. So we see, not like Rabbi Yechonon. However, Umunbaz Poiter. Umunbaz Taka says, you're Poter. V'kach haya Munbaz done l'fnei Rabbi Akiva, and so Rabbi Munbaz also continued in front of Rabbi Akiva, hayalu mezid kori chayta, since by mezid it says chayta, and by shoyge kori chayta, shoyge is also called the chayta, there's some sort of connection between the two, says Munbaz. And therefore, it appears to me that ma mezid shahayso lo yediyah, just like by a mezid there is a yediyah, you did it on purpose, so to shoyge there's got to be some level of yediyah. So it excludes a tinik shenishba who mamish knew nothing. Shahisul yediyah. That's what Munbaz said. It's got to, if you have absolutely no recollection, then you're not going to be chayiv. Amale Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't like that. He's like, how could you compare mezid to shoygi? They're two opposite ends of the spectrum. I'll say fine. Harini meisfeld v'recha. Ima mezid. A mezid knows what he's doing even b'shas meisa. So a shoygi also. He knows what he's doing even b'shas meisa. And Munbaz got all excited. He's like, I'm like, hey, yes, you're right. Because she can't chase after. I'm like, shmak, you're right. You added on to my vart. Very good. It's always frustrating when you have those type of chavrusas. You know, you think you get him, and like, no. So Amar Leh says, Rabbi Akiva, Lidvarecha. According to what you're saying, that he knows about it at the time, that's not called the shaygig anymore. Ein ze kari shaygig el amazed. So, at the top of Samech Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to answer this question from Munbaz. Munbaz is going to say, no. You knew some things, you didn't know other things, and therefore it's still called a Shegig. So that's what Munbaz is going to retort to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so Al Kapanim, for now, what we need now is that's the Brisa, that's the end of the Brisa. It's Mefurish that the Tana Kama says that a Tinek Shenishba is Chayev one Chatas. And like we said before, you're Chayev one Chatas per crime. So Bishlam el Rav Shmuel, according to Rav Shmuel, that's a perfect brisa. Nicha el Rabbi Yechon el Rav Shimon ben Lakish kasha. Amri lecha Rabbi Yechon el Rav Shlakish. Rabbi Yechon el Rav Shlakish will respond to you. Lav mi ika munbas de potter. What do you mean? You brought me a brisa that has a machlekas. So we hold like Munra. You said there was like in your brisa that you quoted, Munbaz said that you're potter, which is like us. And I'm not meaning Munbaz. We're gonna pass like Munbaz. My time at the Munbaz, what's the reasoning of Munbaz? So the Gemara, Rashi explains that the fact that they're both called Chayta is not enough of a reason to say that Amazed and a Shoygig has Das also. Because like Rabbi Kiva asked him, they're polar opposites. So you're right, they're both called Chaytas. But you can't, if it wasn't for a starker Drusha, like a real Drusha, then you wouldn't have been able to pull one from the other. So what's the real reasoning of Munbaz? Says the Gemara, the Siv, Torah achas yihi elochem, lo'ose bishgaga. There should be one rule, one Torah, for those who do things b'shayik. V'samach le, and right next to it, it says, v'hanefash asher ta'asa b'yad rama, the person who sins on purpose. So there's a hekesh from shayik l'mezit, from doing things by accident to amazit. And now I'll tell you, ma amazit shayisul yediyah, v'shayik shayisul yediyah. So, rather than just say that they have similar names, Now there's an official hekesh between the two. And now there's an official hekesh between the two. Now we can say... Now there's an official hekesh between the two. We can say... That there are similarities. And just like a mezid has yidia, so too a shegig has yidia, to the exclusion of a tinik shenishba that has absolutely no yidia. Okay? So Rabbanan, what do you do with that pasuk? Hai Torah achas, what do you do with that pasuk? My avdi, like, what are you doing with this hekesh? Says the Gemara, we need it the kari le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebrei, like Rabbi, we need it for the following drasha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi spoke out to his son. That it says, Torah achas yihi alachem, it says that you should do one, there should be one set of rules for those that do things b'shegig. Now this pasuk is written by the karbonis, in Parashat Shalach, of the karbonis of Avodah Zorah that a person has to bring. And it says, v'chi sishku v'lo yisasu es kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela. If a person makes a mistake, and he doesn't follow any of these rules. So this pasuk is several psukim before that one. So first it says v'chi sishku v'leisasu is called mitzvah se'ila, and this pasuk is referring to, it says kol ha-mitzvah se'ila, all these mitzvahs. So the Gemara in Hiraeus learns that it must be talking about avodah zarah, because it's shekula, like it's as bad as going against all the mitzvahs. So this pasuk in pasuk, this is pasuk Chav Beis. It says if a person makes a mistake and he goes ahead and he serves a avodah zarah, then it says v'hanefesh asher tasa biyad rama, and then in the next pasuk it says several pasukim later it says if you do it on purpose. So there's this second pasuk of doing it on purpose is the pasuk that we quoted before of Terah Achas Yeh Lechem Lo'isa Bishkaga. One second. No, it's the pasuk before that. So there are three psukim. There's pasuk Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Tes, and pasuk Lamed. V'anefesh asher tasa bi'ad rama. Huk shekulim la'avodah zarah. And one of the psukim of the Chisishku is talking about avodah zarah. So there is a pasuk that says shoygek, there's a pasuk that says mezid, and both of them are attached to avodah zarah. To teach you, ma'ala halan davar shechayavin al zadoi nekaris v'shigigasei chatas, av kol davar shechayavin al zadoi nekaris v'shigigasei chatas. To teach you the following halacha, that you're only chayav a chatas if the crime committed would have been chayav a kares had it been done on purpose. That's the chiddush, which we saw in Maseches Krisos. So the question is, what do you do with the hekesh? The hekesh is telling us that there's a hekesh of shegig to mezid. It's telling us that, and it's also, there's a third pasuk he's adding in, that it's next to the pasuk of Avodah Zarah, to teach you that just like by Avodah Zarah, a shegig is only chayev if a mezid was chayev kares. So too, every other crime, you're only chayev a shegig chatas if the mezid would have been chayev kares. That's what we learned from that hekesh. Munbaz did not learn that from the hekesh. It could be he learned it also, but Munbaz learned from that hekesh that shegig has to be some sort of yediyah there to the exclusion of a tinik shenishba. And we'll see tomorrow, the Gemara is going to say, let's just see right now, ve'ela munbaz shegaga b'mai. According to Munbaz, what's your shegig? Munbaz was all excited when Rabbi Akiva said to him, okay, so according to you, even if you're a real shegig, you're going to be chayav. Even if you're a real shegig, that means you have to have das, even b'shas maisa. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Even at the time that you're doing the crime, you're still going to be chayav. So what's the case? Says the Gemara, kigon sheshegig b'karban. It's talking about where you knew what you were doing. You just didn't realize the gravity and the depth of what you were doing. You did not realize that doing this is chayav a carbon. That makes it that you are considered a shoygeg and you would have to bring a carbon. So you knew what you were doing is wrong. You get pulled over by a cop for something that you think is not such a big deal. And then you realize that, no, it's taka a big deal. Social distancing or something, I don't know. So you have to know exactly. Yeah, you think it's a minor, you know it's a crime, but you're like, no.
You thought you were just speeding a little bit, but then it turns out it's a school zone.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's a good example. Yeah, that would be a good example. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't put on your seatbelt.
Well, no, because then you don't realize that you're doing the crime. I need you to know that it's a crime, but you just don't know how bad it is. You know, like, that's a good example. You know it's a speed. You know you're speeding. You're going 40 on California, but you don't realize that you're just over a thing, and it's really 20. Yeah. All right. Okay. I will stop over here. Have a great one, everybody. Say.